I'm leading with an update on jobs that require employees to be vaccinated against COVID. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. This is the week the U.S. Supreme Court upheld New York State's vaccine requirement for healthcare workers following a similar decision in Maine earlier this fall. Yet, the Biden administration's national mandate, get vaccinated or get regularly tested, has been blocked for now in lower courts. That includes, but is not limited to, healthcare workers. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer is here from Washington with more. Starting with, Nancy, state rules, those do have a strong legal basis?
Right. Courts have found this is a reasonable use of states' power, and states have the right to enact rules to protect public health because the U.S. Constitution says they have policing powers they can use to keep their residents safe. And these vaccine mandates for healthcare workers are legal under those powers.
But a national requirement for vaccination for healthcare workers still not in effect.
True. It was put on hold by a U.S. district court in Louisiana. That judge says it's not constitutional. Those policing powers I mentioned are only for the states. I talked to Sarah Rosenbaum about this. She's a health law professor at George Washington University. She says the Biden administration could use a different part of the Constitution to justify the national healthcare mandates, the part that gives the federal government the power to spend money and to decide how it's spent. In this case, how Medicare and Medicaid money is doled out.
Congress, when it comes to Medicare and Medicaid, has directed the Secretary of Health and Human Services to set health and safety standards for healthcare providers that participate in these programs.
And Rosenbaum does expect the Supreme Court to eventually rule on the federal health worker vaccine mandate.
Nancy, thank you. Today, we're also following the big grocery chain Kroger ending some pandemic benefits for staff who remain unvaccinated. If they become infected, they'll no longer be eligible for 2 weeks paid time off, and there's an extra $50 a month health care charge for unvaccinated managers at the company. Union and non-union hourly people don't have to pay that fee. Kroger is also Ralph's, Food for Less, Fred Meyer, and more. There's fresh government data just out that show Americans brushed aside inflation and retail sales rose a moderate 0.3% in November. That said, economists were forecasting a much larger jump in buying. The Omicron headlines came on Thanksgiving. Later on, we'll get an official reading on inventories, what is backordered and what is not. Here's Marketplace's Justin Ho.
Retailers expected that supply chain problems would persist through the holidays, says Brian Yarbrough, consumer research analyst at Edward Jones.
Some retailers brought plenty of items in early. Some have chartered ships or went to other ports to get items in time.
Thing is, he says, some of those items might not make it before Christmas. That means many retailers could end up with extra inventory next year.
If you're sitting there in February and you get, you know, a big load of whatever it may be, items that were more Christmas-oriented, maybe it's home decorations, maybe it's wrapping paper, you're kind of in a tough spot.
Yarbrough says some businesses might mark down those products. Others might just store them. David Marcotte at Kantar says many retailers added more warehousing space earlier this year.
So putting it away, packing it away, if you wish, is something that they would never have thought of 2 years ago. But now they have the ability to do it, so why not?
To stay ahead of supply chain congestion, Marcotte says many businesses will hold on to any extra inventory if they can for at least another year. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Checking the screens here, the Dow future is up a bit, 16 points. The S&P future is down 0.1%. The NASDAQ future is down 0.3%. Ahead of today's Federal Reserve statement on interest rates and inflation, the 10-year interest rate now is steady, 1.47%. Early in the pandemic, you may remember us reporting on meat processors and slaughterhouses nationwide closing with workers getting sick. There were fears of meat shortages and farmers had nowhere to send their animals. Well, today a story about localizing meat supplies. Breida Green reports from southern Minnesota.
I'm in the town of Nicolet, Minnesota, home to Schmidt's Meat Market. Inside the shop, a machine is vacuum sealing package after package of summer sausage.
We smoke it for a long period of time with wood, actual wood heat.
Brian Schatz is production manager here and serves as president of the Minnesota Association of Meat Processors. Schmitz has both a retail shop where they sell products like these sausages to the public and a processing business where they contract directly with farmers to butcher their animals. I ask how far people are traveling for this butchering service.
We're drawing all the way from eastern side of the state all the way to the western side of the state.
That's a span of a couple hundred miles. With butchers few and far between, the industry is fragile. Closures at any one facility reverberate widely. Now, there's growing interest across Minnesota and nationally in building out capacity. That includes state and federal grants to help small processors with expansion. But there's been a big challenge, and it's a familiar one. Nicole Kneeser with the Minnesota Department of Agriculture says as she's been reaching out to processors, she keeps hearing a similar refrain.
We just can't find people to work.
And that's why Dave Endicott, a dean at one of Minnesota's community and technical colleges, is developing a new certificate program at the school.
My colleagues laugh. They call me the dean of meat cutting jokingly, or maybe I've called myself that. I'm not sure.
The program is supported in part by $150,000 in state funds. He says part of the challenge of attracting people to this line of work is wages can start around $12 to $15 an hour.
But what we're hearing is if they do get this certificate that we're going to be offering, they will be able to move into more of kind of a journeyman type wage.
Something like $25 to $30 an hour, he says. Another college in the state system is also developing a similar program. Both are slated to launch next fall. In St. Paul, Minnesota, I'm Breecha Green for Marketplace.
Again, we'll get the Federal Reserve decision on interest rate policy in about 7 hours. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.